This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
There's been a little bit of a dry patch.
Yeah, but not when I was there.
On so many levels. Somebody is a big sports fan and a fan of sportsmen.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Kristen, are we podcasting?
Yeah, but I wish you could keep the first 30 seconds of this conversation when you didn't know we were podcasting.
Because
that's sometimes the best stuff. What if one time they were like, keep the first 2 minutes and just delete the next 45 minutes?
Because sometimes are we podcasting?
We are podcasting.
Okay, good. Okay, because sometimes, you know, you're with your bestie and you have a language that the two of you understand, and I can say something horrible and Kristen laughs at it and she knows I'm not serious. But if you read the transcript of my joke, you'd be like, let's arrest her.
Well, I think being just a good friend and recognizing that some people are just bitches is fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got your back. Jen didn't call anybody bitches.
I didn't.
But not bitches. Just kidding.
I didn't say.
I'm so excited we're here podcasting. We have new people. We have Casey. She's with us as always.
Yes. Hi, Casey.
God, Casey's living my life right now.
We have Aaron. Jill has one L.
Aaron has two A's.
So I'm glad we're keeping the balance.
I'm wondering if that's how they've ever wanted to be described, they're both badasses in their right of podcasting, and they're very happy to have them here.
Both very trendy. It's super intimidating. We'll see how I hold it together.
What if they're like, so many notes for
also,
you guys.
I did order burritos and yours is on its own. No cheese. Okay.
I don't know if he wants everybody to know he's lactose intolerant.
Do
I don't
you?
Know what the
well,
HR
it's too
on that
late.
Is.
I don't know. I didn't sign any paperwork.
Well,
so.
Neither. Well, we're doing our best.
Yeah.
I feel very excited to talk about something today.
Okay.
And it's been.
Is it our book?
Oh.
That you can pre-order it right now.
Yes.
And is it our tour?
Okay, let me. I have something that I'm really excited to talk about after we talk about the fact that our book is available for pre-order.
Yep. Click on the link in the show notes, or also go to imomsohard.com and get it. And we have a bunch of shows. We've been so busy, we forgot to tell you guys we're doing
this
a bunch
is
of shows
the story
in
the of
fall.
Our life.
So yeah, this is real life. So we go to imomsohard.com and get tickets. You know what? That's not a bad Father's Day gift. This will be after Father's Day, but if you forgot...
Yeah, just give them tickets to an all-female-centric show. I think the tickets should go to you, and then you leave, and he can just do whatever he wants for a night. You know he's just going to order pizza and, like, watch sports, which I don't blame him, which is a great segue.
Into what you're excited about?
And what we're excited about. And I know Jill over here as our producer is going to be like, this isn't evergreen, but I can't care right now. I can't care. Okay. I don't know how to break it to everybody, but if you don't know, the U.S. is like a lead in a romantic comedy right now.
100%.
We are
it is what
a
we needed.
Darling.
Yeah.
We are having a minute.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how excited I am that the World Cup is here.
Yep.
And that the Knicks just won.
I didn't even know I was a Knicks fan, and here I am.
Okay. First of all, Jalen is my hot flash.
Excited.
We're going to get to that eventually. But the World Cup, so many people are coming to the U.S. as tourists, as travelers, coming over, and they are experiencing the U.S. in a way that I think having someone experience you with fresh eyes does everybody good. So we're seeing the Tartan Army, all the Scots in Boston that just drank Boston out of beer. These Scots are showing up
serious?
With bagpipes.
That's the hottest thing I've ever heard
in my hottest.
Life.
They're all walking around this city wearing their kilts, their tartans. They're going to games, but they're not just going to the soccer game, to a World Cup game. They're going to Red Sox games. They're going to have like local fare. They're going on tours of the city. And even in Boston, which we all know, everybody from Boston loves being called a masshole. They are in love with
these
Scots.
For sure they are. Yes.
It's so wonderful. There's all this social media going, please don't leave. Please keep the Scots here. They're going down the famous slide. The slide that this one police officer went down, and it just like in fair fashion Gen X form, it like just launches kids out of the bottom.
Yes. Can I talk to you about Lawrence, Kansas?
Of course. I know what you're going to say.
Okay. So,
because I'm obsessed.
If you guys haven't heard, I told my husband about this yesterday and literally he started crying. He's not in touch
per se.
But like both Colin and Britt they'll break into tears about a sports related thing. So, okay. So this is great. So in Lawrence, Kansas, they are hosting the Algerian soccer team, and because they're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, so they wanted to get like acclimated to the humidity, the temperature, the field, all of that stuff. So they're practicing. But I do want to say it's KU's in Lawrence, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it?
KU, I'm pretty sure. UK. You've done a show there a bunch.
I don't understand. I'm going to tell you, at my ripe old age, I don't know the difference between University of and...
State,
yeah.
Well, that explains who we are in a nutshell.
Exactly. We had one option.
And I don't think anybody's like, you know what they do understand is Ivy League. That is not what we're talking about right now.
Nope.
Back to Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay, so Lawrence, Kansas, the whole town decided, okay, Algeria, that's our team.
Oh,
every storefront has Algerian flags in front of it. Everybody, young to old, is buying green Algerian jerseys to support them. They're the town here. It's not that huge of a town. It's not that small of a town, but it is the entire town decided, okay, they're coming here. This is our team.
So nice.
So the university marching band learned.
This is the part that makes me want to cry.
Learned the national anthem of Algeria. So as soon as the Algerian team takes the field to do their first practice, they stand there and they play the national anthem for them.
Who would have thought when we learned about the base camps that the most exciting one would be right here in Lawrence, Algeria?
And those guys didn't even know what to do. They were so taken aback and so like honored and like, it's the biggest thing to hit this town. They're so excited and honored and they're like appreciative and it just is bringing out the very best in humans.
I agree. And I think that it's a good reminder that like we're defined by our moments and our behavior and our love for people and our kindness. And that's what people leave with. Like there's a lot of shitty ideas about the U.S. being rude and there so many people online are saying this, like, you know, we were a little nervous because we've heard the U.S. is like hard to deal with and blah, blah, blah. And there's all this idea of presumptions about what the U.S. is like, and all people are experiencing is the best. And the enthusiasm when somebody looks on you with fresh eyes or comes to your town or comes, you know, even visitors from out of town, you're like, oh, where do I take them? That's like gonna like wow them. And so like I love seeing all these British guys try and barbecue for the first time. Holland, all my people, they're in Dallas right now Come on.
For soccer?
For soccer.
Oh my God, I
then
love
you've
it.
Got like, I mean, everybody, there's these mashups that are happening right now that are just, I think, re-inspiring everybody's love for where they're from and extending themselves to like,
yeah.
be kind to strangers. There's this guy in Boston, they got an Airbnb and these Scotsmen go out and play the bagpipes at 6 a.m. I don't know when they sleep, okay? But the guy across the street invited them over for a barbecue. Now they're all gall darn friends. And I just want to be a part of it. I have such FOMO right now.
I tell you, somebody does a leaf blower at 6 a.m. I'm pissed. Somebody's bagpiping 6 a.m. I'm out there in my
I might be a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, also, can we just talk about,
yeah.
for the love of God, these soccer playing men from all of these different countries.
Wow.
The guys from the Congo showing up wearing what looked like Eddie Murphy from Coming to America. Literally like leopard print.
Really?
Oh my God. And the entire group from Iran all look like cover models. Everybody's so attractive.
Well, they're like, in really good shape.
Everybody's happy here.
Yeah.
The men are like bonding with each other and the women are like, hey, what's up? Like everything has improved because of the World Cup.
It's crazy. Maybe who knew that was what we needed?
I'm going to take it one step further.
It's not even that. I think it's the Knicks winning too.
Okay, but we're not there yet.
We're not there. Okay, we're
not
there.
We're going to get there. This is a big sports day.
Does this make up for all the shit I talk about my kids' soccer?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I want.
Look, if we were going to those kind of games, it'd be different.
Diff story, yeah.
Diff story. Yeah. I would like to say before I get into this, the other thing that I've really noticed, especially on social media, because you can like these stories and your FYP fills with these kind of stories instead of shit garbage that makes you feel bad. It's on you to sort of like follow the tide
of joy. Follow the joy.
Follow it. So one thing that's blowing my mind is like how all of these travelers are seeing our high schools and the stadiums or the football fields, American football fields that they're seeing. They're like, look how beautiful this is. Look at the stands. They're again, we're having like,
we take it for granted. I bet.
We take it for granted. Yeah. They're going to Costco. They're going to Bucky's.
I've never taken Costco or Bucky's for granted.
I just went for the first time and I got a swimming suit from there and I've never had more attention.
She wears a lot.
Wear it a lot. Because
we got a couple glittery cowboy hats.
What I don't make up for in muscle and shape, a man sees me and he relates it to the best pulled pork sandwich he's ever had.
Roll.
My husband's I'm like, I know what's up.
Yeah.
If it's not a bikini, it's Bucky's.
Yeah.
Okay, baby. That's how I roll. Okay. So here's one of my favorite stories that's happening from all this. There's a guy on Threads. He's on Twitter and his name is Freddie and it's Freddie LA7. And he's a German soccer fan. And at first he's posting these pictures. He's going through the South. He's traveling through the South and he's having these like experiences and he's super enthusiastic, but his camera lens is so filthy. And his captions,
it? It's so funny.
His captions are shit. He doesn't, but his enthusiasm is so infectious. He's been to like, he made like such a big deal of going to like Taco Bell. He's staying in these shitty hotels, but he is in love with this experience. So along the way, people have started, he went from 11,000 followers to 400,000 followers. And everybody is watching his destination and they have made the correlation. It's like in Finding Nemo, when everyone is in the ocean, is working together to find Nemo to give the information to Marlin. And so I got goosebumps. Like,
I know.
He doesn't even know that he has all of this social media following because he's only doing it on Threads and people are retelling the story like on TikTok.
Oh my God, I love
it. So now all of these famous people are helping him along the way, paying for like nicer hotels. They're like taking care of him. It's inspiring and good. And we have to like, I
have to say this thing that you might roll your eyes at.
Oh God, if it's a freaking left turn on this, we're going to edit it and I'm going to stop it and I'm going to have a strong reaction.
No, but I read or I heard this thing one time about how the reason that like falling in love feels so good is that like people are reflecting back about you, all these good things about yourself. And I sort of feel like that's what's happening with the United States. Like everybody's been a little
hurt,
down. Like love the country or not, you're still like mad at portions of it or parts of it, like politically. And I feel like people are coming and they're in awe of all these good things about our country.
I think it's the first time we've been using the right lens for a very long time.
Yeah.
This is the defining moment.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I think as parents, especially when things get busy and you can't always make a home-cooked meal, you're always worried about like ultra-processed foods. It's scary to not know all the ingredients in them. Heck, you turn over a label and you can't pronounce anything. It's really nice to know that something like Hiya that gives parents the solution is out there and you can try it. I love Hiya because I like the way that they package their product. I like that my kids love them. I love that it tastes like a treat, that it's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's dairy-free, it's allergy-free, it's gluten-free, it's gelatin-free, and it's nut-free. And it contains a blend of 12 organic fruits and vegetables, plus 15 essentials and minerals, including vitamin D, B12C, zinc, and folate. Supports immune health, brain function, mood regulation, concentration, and the development of strong teeth and bones. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya. You can receive 15% off your first order on any of their products. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/mom. That's Hiya Health, HiyaHealth.com/mom.
Do I wish that Hello Dolly was having this reaction on the US? I sure do. And God knows I love an old school musical, but there's nothing like sport to bring people together. And it's so fun. And yes, now we can talk about the New York Knicks.
Okay, because I will say the thing that got me, like all of it's beautiful, all of the celebrations, but when the cast of Hamilton held up the Knicks jerseys,
I'm dead.
And they broke into spontaneous New York. I was bawling because I was like,
I don't know if I'm bawling or if I'm so turned on I can't stop myself.
You know, we all celebrate differently, but like I was like, oh, this is people supporting people. That's not their thing, but it's they're proud of their city.
They're proud of their city. And yeah, it's everybody's partying and having fun. And like this guy that lives in the West Village, God, he had a corner apartment. Who's that guy? He decides that like he's gonna project. He projects in the city, and everybody comes out. Yep. Everybody's like partying in Central Park. Freaking Casey and Hoboken. She's getting spill off there.
I know they shut down the roads in part of Harlem, and they projected it onto these like big.
All I want to do is be a part of that.
And people brought out like AstroTurf. Like they made it these like beautiful living rooms for people to like sit.
They're all bringing their chairs from their kitchen to go watch this game. Okay, so let's just talk about the Knicks for a second. Jen and I are having two very different experiences.
Okay.
But I have never found more people on one team attractive than I have. Like Jalen Brunson am I saying his name right?
Brunson, yeah.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about that guy.
Great,
darling of this game.
Yep.
Literally, they're calling him the King of New York. 45 points in the last game.
Insane.
But outside of that, who this person is as a dude, he took less money up top so that the New York Knicks organization could recruit more players.
Stop. Selfless.
I'm sorry. Teammate. Like, do I have pants on? Then, like, he's like married to his high school sweetheart, nice Jewish girl, and she gives him shit all the time. And it's darling.
He's a real human.
And he's best friends with the player, Josh Hart. Am I saying? And they have this like banter that you're familiar with because you love me too, that they give each other shit during interviews. And all I want to do is just be with them.
Yeah.
I want to be next to them. I want to be part of the magic there. And then Jalen's dad played against the Spurs to lose 26 years ago and is now a Knicks assistant coach. And when those two hugged at this win, my heart exploded.
I didn't know the history. Now I can't handle it. I have to go can't handle back it. And keep watching.
The love this team has for each other, the shit they give each other, the fact that they make fun of one of them who's really stoic, that he can't smile right. They just give him shit constantly.
It's so
wonderful.
I love the players, and I love, you know, the I didn't know anything really about the players.
I didn't either till like 6 days ago. Now I'm in love.
And I'll admit it. I was like, there's some San Antonio Spurs players that I find very attractive.
They're great too. Those guys went to a children's hospital after the loss.
Oh my God. They're so great. But the way that the players treated the fans and like the long time fans, like Timothy Chalamet, they let him go and that guy shat on ballet.
Okay.
But still.
All right. But I think I really enjoyed seeing like Spike Lee. That guy is,
oh my God,
whatever. He lost his mind. He flew back to New York as fast as he could.
Tracy
just to have a block.
Morgan.
Oh my God. New Yorkers are going to be in the best mood ever. Let's see how long it runs.
Yes. I mean, they all like the energy. It reminded me of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man scene in Ghostbusters.
In New York.
When they're like getting like the good vibe going.
Yes.
It was like an endorphin burst for that entire city. And it affected all of us. I don't think anybody was like, I think everybody, even if you're a Spurs fan, you were probably like, they deserved it.
Yeah,
they
got 53 this one. Years, and yeah. This like brings out people in the best way and like sparks joy and makes us all feel, dare I say the word, patriotic again and feel proud of where we're from and want to share where we're from. And it's not just one side of the coast. It's the whole country that's having these experiences.
Totally.
And it, you know, we've traveled this country and I feel so lucky because we've had nothing but kindness. So I think right now everybody needs to remember that like what we get from this is feeling really proud of where we're from and that that's okay. Like just feeling proud of if you're from the Midwest, if you're from the coast, if you're like celebrating a sport and fun it's such an easy win of just goodness. You know, like I'm not one of those people that if a team loses, I'm sour for like 5 days. That's weird to me. But yeah. I certainly will ride the coattails of this awesome, epic time that they're saying is a pinnacle in sports history. Like, I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of the parties.
You guys.
And I'm not invited to anything.
I got an email the other day looking for volunteers for the 28 Olympics. And sure enough, I have signed up to do that because don't you think that's like a really fun thing to do? Like you would get to see some of the stuff. I guarantee you what
I will schlep water bottles. I want to sit and watch.
No, that's what I know is going to happen. I'm going to do it.
You're going to be so mad. You're going to be so hot.
It's going to be 115 degrees. I'm going to be in like a parking, like a vest. Yeah. Just directing.
But you'll root for the underdog and that'll be good.
I will. And plus I'll get to say like, oh yeah, yeah. Like at the one time the Olympics are in your city, in your lifetime, to be able to say like,
I forgot
oh, yeah.
that that's coming up. What I would like to do is go to every English pub and any pub in LA for the next however long this World Cup is in and just make everybody think I'm part of a team. My son has 50 jerseys. I will be a fair weather fan to any team that will have me.
Well, I'll tell you, ladies in your 20s.
Oh my God. God, put the bat signal out.
Yeah.
Put on a tank top and get out there. What are you doing?
Live for us.
Live for us. Are you kidding? We would probably do pretty well out there right now. Okay. A bunch of Scotsmen, they saw professional cheerleaders and their hair exploded. I was like,
yeah,
I'm not that, but I'm, you know, I'm a couple notches, you know, I'm a strong six in my age space. Those Scotsmen, they're so drunk. They're going to think I'm a 10. So
they're
I'm saying if you are
15,
young and you go out with a tank top and some shorts, enjoy your life for us.
You're going to get pregnant with a baby with an accent. You know what? I mean, and you should.
Can you imagine? I mean, I can. This just, I'm just saying.
I will say I've spent some time imagining, yes.
Go have all of the fun with all of the soccer people, players, and fun that's happening. Don't sit on your phone. Go experience the joy.
All of these are near a, you know, a college campus where some girls are very bored of the guys.
Oh my God, they're wearing kilts or the Dutch, which are so good looking. Hey, what's up, my people? Like, everybody's in shape on the team. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get to
them. We're not all going to get a member of the team.
But even the guy that puts tape on their ankles has strong forearms. I'm just saying there's a lot of opportunities out there right now.
I think we can all agree that an accent has an effect on all of us.
We need to take a bus of single young people that feel lost in the wild and just teach them our ways. Yes, I'll wear my ring. I'll be like, so married.
We'll just be like, oh, go talk to that person. We'll just do the like hookups for them.
Oh my God, please. That'll be our sport. We're such dirtbags. We make such a joyful thing so filthy. But that's exactly what we're supposed to do.
I mean, they're just young living their lives. Right?
They're not all young. It's a freaking mixed bag.
How old are soccer players?
Those soccer players are young, but the fans generally, they're all over. There was an older Scotsman that was like talking about how he was crying because it's the first time they won in 26 years.
Aww.
And I was like, hello, older Braveheart. Like, you too shall be part of my fodder.
Okay. And it's also, it's huge numbers of fans that are coming here too. Okay.
Yes. And they're what does FIFA stand for? Federal in Corporation of Football Association?
International Football Association. I don't know what the first F is for. International Football Association.
No. Yes. Well, all I know is they're bringing a lot of joy and happiness to this country that could, you know, I feel like happy to be American.
I know. It's infusing our country with some positivity.
Positivity. Yeah. Sort of a rebrand, if you will.
Okay, it's hard to keep track of everything if you own a small business or operating as a small business, like the payments, the history, who's doing what, scheduling, online orders, and stuff like that. Thank goodness for Square, because they bring it all into one place. Now, I have to tell you, firsthand, we use Square at the PTA. It is how we do like all of our
We also use Square for I Mom So Hard.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But we do use it for PTA as well.
Yeah, it's how you can manage all of your businesses, like all of your business transactions, small business.
Yeah, it's the little white thing you see that
exactly.
I should not show my Band-Aid thumb.
Yeah, it's the little white square that you see when you're checking out at your local coffee shop.
Yeah.
Things like that. So running a business means like stitching together different tools that do not always talk to each other. So Square gives you one connected system to handle it all. Instead of juggling multiple platforms, you can take payments in person, online, on the go. You can track inventory, which I love. We know when we got to order more extra large t-shirts and stuff like that, you know?
It's certainly a lot easier than like using an abacus or just
the notes in your
phone. The notes in my phone or cross hatches on a notebook.
Yeah.
It really steps up your game a little bit.
Yeah, because when you're switching between the calculator screen and your notes screen,
You're bound to mess it up. You don't carry a calculator well, then you're missing out. If you're starting a business or running one that deserves better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/momsohard. That's Square, square.com/go/momsohard. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My husband is, God bless him, a diehard Houston Astros, Houston Rockets fan.
Oh, I didn't know about the Rockets.
Yeah. Yeah. Our nickname of our middle name of our dog is Akeem Olajuwon, who is like,
roll off the tongue.
I know. That's why we went with Sky Akeem Olajuwon. And so he wants to be a part of this Knicks thing. He wants to have the enthusiasm, but he feels like he's cheating. So
he keeps Texas,
trying
yeah.
to tell me stories that he thinks are even remotely related to the experience that's happening with the Knicks. And I find it hilarious how he's trying to win me. He's like, you know, one time there was a game and like everybody was really excited and they were all honking from their cars. And I'm like, not the same. Like, I cannot tell you what FOMO he has right now, but it's just not the same. It's New York City, baby. You can't get bigger or better than New York.
I think I can relate, like, I can relate and not relate in ways that, like, being from Nebraska, you don't have a pro team. You have the Cornhuskers.
We can relate.
Yeah, because when we were younger, the Cornhuskers won
national championships. We thought
just how it went.
Yep.
And then, so there's been a little bit of a dry patch.
Yeah, but not when I was there.
On so many levels. Somebody's a big sports fan and a fan of sportsmen.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hmm? That'll be how we conclude that part
that
of it.
Part
I will
of
not
the-
name names.
I can keep going. That's a before the podcast.
Yeah, that's a before the podcast conversation. That'll be on our Substack. No, it won't. I don't even have a Substack.
God,
but
we
got to
get a Substack, don't we?
It's my new favorite joke is Substack, because I just keep thinking if we could make the world's worst one.
But I hear Substack and I hear here's
barf.
More work for you to do.
Yeah, no. I hear no, here's I another way to make money.
I think they're great. They're enjoyable.
No, they're
oh,
not.
My God.
Okay, what? Did you just remember what you were going to say?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. But it was something about like...
You'll think of it at 2 a.m. and text me.
Appreciating nationalities and unifying people and stuff.
Well, that's what I read, is that the thing that's happening that's so extraordinary...
I remember what it was!
Oh!
Okay. When you travel, the world feels a little bit like smaller and bigger, where you're like, oh, there's across the sea, these people I've never met who I didn't even know existed... are very much like me. Yeah. But then you also are able to see like, oh, they're different than me, but they live a similar life. Like yeah. they go to work, they have families, the same thing. And I think like that is bringing to the United States like what traveling abroad sort of does is showing like, these are normal people. These are you with an accent that live in a different part of the world.
Yeah, I think the word that I saw used is like cultural enthusiasm from both sides.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. And this like really impacted me. And I thought this was like such a cool moment. We were doing I'm Mom So Hard and we had done one of our Christmas videos and we did a Christmas video and it was early on and all the comments below, you know, are lovely. And there's this one comment and she was like, you know, I'm Jewish. I don't celebrate Christmas, but we have a lot of cooking to do too. And this mom from Iowa, like got in the comments and she's like, you know, I'm from Iowa. I don't know anybody Jewish. What do you cook on your holiday? And she's like, well, we celebrate Hanukkah and these are some of the things that we cook. And in my head, I had this romantic idea that the Jewish mom from New York and the Christian mom from Iowa become the best of friends. Yes. And like, in this shared love of food and family. And that's all it took is to build that little bridge. And I think that's what's happening now is there's all these wonderful bridges happening and it's not intentional. It's not gross and Not everybody's like recording because they're showing themselves doing something nice. It's literally just kindness on like at the highest point. And it's fun. It's delightful. And I have it in my head that all these romantic things happen, not just singles not just getting together
sexually, but like, but actually
like the Scott's family and the Airbnb guy, yes. Like they become friends or
I love this
people. I think if I remember right, it was, Korea and Mexico. So there's like all these Koreans in Mexico. I might have that wrong, but they're embracing the culture. So you just get to be proud for a second.
Yeah.
And it's like opening your home. And I think that that's something that, we don't do as much as Americans because it's just not the same as being in Europe, but like Europeans are like used to like sort of opening their home for people to come through and travel. And I hope this inspires that we do more of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go to a bar and find a bunch of people from Paraguay. I'm going to find some people from the Congo. I'm going to just find a collection of people and invite them to my house.
I think if you live someplace like say you live by Disney World.
Everybody's staying with you.
Well, that, but also you eye roll tourists. There's like always tourists and I like international tourists, you know, you appreciate the rush to the economy that it gives, but like the games being played in all these different parts of the U.S. that don't traditionally have international travelers.
Yeah.
I think they're loving it. They're excited also, by it.
It's not like 2000. It's like the whole damn street is wearing the jersey that they're celebrating. So you kind of don't have a choice and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
You know, go to watch.
I know we do.
What do we have here, you guys?
Do we have anything besides the
Olympics? If you guys were awesome and new and fun, you would take us somewhere.
No pressure.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Let's get really weird.
Let's get
pregnant.
Bring
young people.
You know?
No, we can't.
Well, we can't, but somebody can.
We can't, but somebody else can.
Yeah.
Let's just make love happen for people. We'll be the ambassadors of love.
We, you know, your mom's going to tell you to do the right thing, and these moms are going to tell you, do the fun thing.
Do the wrong thing.
You only live once.
Also, we have a lot of friends that are single right now that are like over 40.
Oh my God, yes.
This is
hookup time.
Yeah. This is when you go out and
throw caution to the wind.
Don't be weird about it. Don't have a lot of like boxes you have to check.
Well, that's the problem. Some of them, they got too many boxes.
Nobody cares if somebody has a 401k if they're wearing a kilt, okay? Like, let's just.
Hello.
Hello. I'm really on this kilt thing. Which I know.
Can tell you've brought up.
I freaking love any culture that's going to tell men that it's sexy to wear a skirt. It's essentially, especially a town like Boston,
it's
doing all of the right things.
Some real big dick energy, honestly.
It totally is, and that's why they're wearing them.
Yeah. And also because they don't wear anything underneath. I know.
Oh my God. Where are we? Okay. What do we want to talk about now?
Okay. Kristen and Eleanor are shopping, and she stumbles upon the dumbest pair of shorts anyone has ever seen, right?
I mean, they're pretty stupid. If you didn't see the video, you should describe them.
So they basically were like a swimsuit bottom made out of denim.
Thick.
Thick, uncomfortable denim.
Yep.
Way too thin of a through the legs situation.
Yeah.
And then somebody sewed like crocheted
doilies.
Curtains. Yeah. That only go to like...
Not even I don't want to be graphic, but
cover all of anyone's situation.
No. Okay. If I was wearing a swimsuit, there would be real estate lower than the doily situation.
And they were charging
$400.
Yeah. So Eleanor and Kristen made this video. It's got like 10 million views.
Here's how dumb it was. I was literally with Eleanor and I saw these shorts. And I think because I was with her, I was also double pissed. I was like, what are we doing right now?
Don't think this is normal, Eleanor. This isn't like, we don't do this.
If these shorts are intended for the young because they're so revealing, I don't think the young should feel compelled to spend $400. Like, if they're going to exist, go to Forever 21.
At the age where I would have worn these. And I do have a mom friend that told me she used to like take the subway. And she was like, oh, it was so hard. We lived outside of the city, but I'd go into the clubs and I'd be wearing like clear shorts. which I love about her. And I love that for her. And we've all been there, right? And she was like, oh, it's just so weird, you know? So there's an age for that. But I bet those shorts weren't $400. At the age where you can, no, and you will wear stupid shorts, you can't pay $400 for
the
them.
The two shall not go together.
No. How are these? I want to say like they're like festival shorts like Coachella, but even Coachella tickets were like $1,000.
Oh, it's so dumb. Also, by the way, these were in an expensive part of Bloomingdale's. So this is, and by the way, the sweater that they paired with it, very cute and completely covered the top half.
How so, is your bottom half that hot and your top half that
like,
cold?
Like, what are you doing?
It's, that's not a thing.
Well, they're not having hot flashes, I'll tell you that.
That's so, for sure.
I saw the shorts. I did this really quick video. I don't even think it's that funny, but it certainly resonated because it got like so fast. Jen texts me. She goes, that shorts video you did is in the millions. I'm like, what is she talking about? Then we see it. And then the people spoke and they said, you have to try them on. And a big shout out for Peaches and Diesel. I'm going to say that name wrong. I got to get that right.
It's Peaches and Diesel. Yeah.
Peaches and Diesel. Saw everybody tagged her because she makes stuff.
Yeah.
And she made a pair like within 4 hours. She turns around content.
So she sews stuff.
Yeah,
that's like,
it's ridiculous. Okay, and great. She saves you money. But even these were like, I don't want the money saved. I want more fabric on my ass. Okay.
Yeah.
So I went to the store with Eleanor, poor girl. And Eleanor goes, I think we got to go back to the mall and you got to try on those shorts. And I'm like, look at my girl looking out for me. Thinking about content. No. She wanted to go back to the mall because she wanted to go to Hollister. And she knew that I would go to the mall if I had to try on these goddamn shorts.
Well,
I put them on. There were other videos that I just didn't post because no one needed to see what was happening.
Well, what were you wearing? Some like New Balance sneakers with
yes,
them?
Yes. Okay. 100%.
Okay. And I will say, and there are several, many, many comments, your butt did look good.
People like, are being extra nice.
No, it looked good. And then, but they're just
upsetting.
They're upsetting. Yeah. I mean, I think you looked as good as a person can look in
those.
That's
super nice and not true. Because what you didn't see is the parts of my butt that were falling out of the back that like literally were like had given up. They were like, what are we doing?
You mean the cheek part, the butt part? Everything but your butthole. Yeah.
Yeah. But I used to have a cheek and then a leg. Yeah. And now I have like one piece. Secondary cheeks that are like, the part that are just like, we're tired.
It's your dad's butt.
Yeah, it's your, you know, it starts to flatten and then it's got to go somewhere. So it's like,
it just goes into the leg area.
Yeah, the back area. And you try to hoist it up with your underwear, which I was wearing big, thick underwear. Thank God.
Yeah.
So, but that one is in the millions. So I don't, the world is, we need to.
We're irritated with fashion, okay? We've been for
there's
a long time.
There's not good stuff out there right now.
The swimsuit video proves it. I don't know who the fuck is designing stuff, but it is not us.
It is not us. It is not anybody that considers that you might bend over.
Okay, these are really funny comments. This will serve as my mom box. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
This one really...
Oh, no.
It's got 17,000 likes, this comment. Doily Dukes.
God bless her. Give her a shout out, because I used that in a... Who is that?
It's Terrain Fabric.
Done.
With a K. Okay. If I put those doily dukes on, I'd be showing Boss Hog. Thankfully, your Cooter, Cletus, and Eno. Wait, Enos? Enos
Ennis.
Are covered.
Woo! Talk about. Ennis is a character.
Yes, talk about Hazard County. That one. Oh, this is the same lady. Good job.
Well done on
well
both.
Done. Okay. Oh, that's where my Jundies went.
Good
your
God.
Jundies. Yeah. I have dubbed these shorts. Twat waffle shorts.
Jesus Christ.
They really are. They really are. Those are great. Okay, those are the
I
winners.
Have to say people were very nice to me because the internet is a dark force, but people were nice. And so many comments, of course, were in the Jen space where I heard someone say, you know what? They do make your legs look
there
so nice.
There were so many comments
they make
on
your
leggies,
look so
and I felt
nice.
Very validated by that because I'm always saying you don't have to wear doily dukes, yeah, but show your leggies. And people were like, "Ooh,
no man,
your legs
I could wear
great.
My jorts right now, and somebody in one of those pubs is going to think I'm Just telling you. They've had enough
It'll
beers.
Be another gentleman in jorts.
Yeah. My shorts have gotten longer just in reaction to the dumb shit micro shorts that are out there. I'm like, I'm going to go the other direction.
They're
I now look
level.
Like I'm wearing jeans that belong to like a 12-year-old. They're like, what are the... Where, whose are those? Those are supposed to be at your feet or above your knee, but not in the middle. I don't rock jorts the way the cool girlies rock jorts. I rock jorts in a very like, those seem like perfectly good for her.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. You guys, did we podcast?
I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.